Hi, this is Chip Lang from Total EM. I'm an emergency medicine PA practicing in rural Missouri. As a skeptic, it's important we discuss harm in context to this study. This study cannot claim safety of this protocol, but rather there was no increase in serious adverse events. It is far too small and not randomized to claim safety. In addition, there's a systematic bias in medical research to under-investigate and report adverse events and harms in studies. These treatments have biological action and therefore have the potential for harm. While vitamin C and thiamine have been used safely for years, they have not been adequately studied in septic patients. Steroids do have well-documented harms. We should remember that routine use of hormone therapy in postmenopausal women and Zygris and sepsis were once thought to be safe for their conditions. Based on the current evidence, this will not change my practice at this time. I do not plan on using this protocol and will be waiting for future evidence.